Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. Today, it's just me, riding solo. And what I want to talk about is something known as patience. Love that word. I actually remember teaching this word to Drew's nephew. Drew's nephew is, I think, 7 now. I think so. And I actually remember we took him to this dinosaur event that was out where we live a few years ago. And I remember teaching him this word specifically. And it's so funny that even a few years later, sometimes I will ask him, "What's that word that I taught you?" And he says, "Patience." It's very cute. It's a brief memory there, but this is what I want to talk about today. And more so, or I guess specifically so, about being patient with yourself. And so I have a few questions for you to ponder. How often do you get in your head about something not going the way you want it to be going? What happens when you're not meeting the goals that you envision? What happens when you're not making the progress you think you should be making? And I think when I think of these questions for myself, I realize that what happens is that I forget to be patient with myself. I forget to look at how far I've come, because I only think about how far I still have to go. And I've seen this in my work with my clients. And if you can relate to this, yippee, you're human. And it's tough. It is tough to be patient with yourself sometimes. And it's not a bad thing to focus on how far you have to go still. Because we, in a lot of ways, should strive for more, always. But it's when we fall in the trap of being self-critical or being frustrated with ourselves, that's when it gets dangerous. And again, we forget to be patient and say, "Wow, look how far I've come. Look how much progress I've made." Even if it's in little things. We have a tendency to look for what we're doing wrong. You know, we are our own worst critic. And in talking about this, it actually reminds me of something that I've learned. I learned it from Tony Robbins. At one of his seminars, he said, "What's wrong is always going to be available, but so is what's right." And I think this is something that has really resonated with me. Because he's right. I think our brains are wired in a lot of ways to look for what's wrong or what else we need to do or how we can continue to improve. But our brains forget to take a moment to say, "Hey, look at that. You're doing so good." And so in these moments, as I rant and ramble, I'd like to take a moment to, one, congratulate you for being here and listening, but also just commend your existence and remind you to be patient with yourself when you're frustrated. And I know that it's hard. I know it's not easy, but it's not impossible. I'm also reminding myself in this process, and Drew, because I think the idea of this episode was actually inspired by reflecting on how Drew and myself lack patience for ourselves because we're both ambitious and we both want to achieve more and do more and be more. But we really do forget what it means to be patient with ourselves. And it's important to look in the mirror and, yes, evaluate yourself on what you want to work on, but also remind yourself you are amazing and you deserve to be here. I also want to touch upon how lack of patience for ourselves ends up reflecting lack of patience for others, or vice versa. We live in New York City and traffic is pretty insane here sometimes. And I find myself losing patience while I'm driving. And I will, you know, cuss to myself or grip the steering wheel a little bit tighter or make a comment of like, wow, that person, how could they? And then I actually, in thinking about it just now, I actually realized that when I'm like that, I tend to be more self-critical of myself too. I also find myself losing patience with my family and even my clients. And it really does come down to me not being patient with myself. So I know I've posed a lot of questions already, but these are more. Do you know what patience means? How often do you practice patience with yourself and with others? And how often do you thank yourself for making it through the day, especially the really hard days? Because I know you have hard days. We all do. And so if you forget, this is my reminder to you. You are worthy of existing. You are worthy of living. And you are worthy of kindness. And also, one more time, patience. I'm gonna come back and listen to how many times I said that word. Or maybe how many times I repeated myself. But you know what? It's okay. Because we're all here to learn. We're all here to grow. And I think the best thing that I can do right now is just thank you for listening and being here. And I hope that I've left you with maybe one, at least one, thought, question to think about, or thought, the grammatically right way to say that is leave you with a right or one thought or question to think about. Yeah, see, I'm doing it again. I'm a bit of a English grammar freak, so when I hear things improper, I'm like, oh no, especially with myself. But in any case, thank you so much for listening. And we'll catch you on the next one.